From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The International Energy Agency just released its annual World Energy Outlook this morning. The report predicts how much coal, oil, natural gas, and renewable energy resources will be used across the globe. According to the report, the U.S. is on its way to becoming the world's, quote, undisputed global oil and gas leader, end quote. That's right in line with the aims of the Trump administration. At the UN climate talks in Germany, White House officials are focused on fossil fuels and nuclear power. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
America's delegation at the climate talks is all about efficient coal, natural gas, and nuclear as a response to climate change. John Hoffmeister is CEO of Citizens for Affordable Energy, which promotes natural gas.
It is scientifically irresponsible to think that we can replace the energy density of nuclear and fossil energy with wind and solar.
He says renewables alone won't get us close to emissions targets. Rob Jackson at the Global Carbon Project at Stanford forecasts that worldwide fossil fuel emissions will reach a record in 2017. He says reversing that trend isn't cheap, whether you try clean coal or anything else.
Who pays for that?
Utilities and their customers don't want to foot the bill. Nuclear cuts emissions, but building a new plant is really expensive.
So until there's some sort of national policy incentivizing those industries, I don't see either nuclear or clean coal taking a bite out of our energy needs.
He says to diversify the energy mix in whatever direction, the U.S. has to start investing now. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.